This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
It's been a volatile time in the ag marketplace, and that is no different for the export sales. This week's numbers were a bit of a mixed bag. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the corn sales are still strong overall.
Yeah, old crop corn came in at 1.217 million tons. New crop corn came in at 135,000 tons. Overall, this is a little bit of a mixed performance. This is a good versus the three-year average of just over a million tons. But if we normally watch the five-year average, there were 2 years in there where we had phase one buying that were just astronomically high numbers. So it kind of looks a little disappointing compared to that if you use a five-year average. So but overall, we still know that export sales for corn are still very strong and continuing to look good for us.
McBride said the soybean sales were able to rebound slightly after several weeks of disappointing numbers.
We had a little bit of a rebound here this week. Soybean sales for old crop came in 669,000 tons. We did have some minor 27,000 tons of new crop sold. So this does put you over the five-year average. Again, this is a situation, as you mentioned, we've been lagging a little bit. We continue to lag. We just need to see better sales in general, and we just don't have that right now.
The team at Allendale can be reached by calling 800-262-7538, or you can visit allendale-inc.com. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way, you can get our five ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. For Money Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.